Blog Talk Radio.
Throughout the U.S., you're listening to your host, Icy, here on AirPlay this evening. It is such a good evening, I tell you. I hope everyone out there that's listening is having a great evening. So, Gary, are you on the line?
Yeah, what's going on, Icy? How you doing?
Hey, what's going on? It's so good to hear from you. Gosh, it seems like it's been ages since we've been on air, I tell you.
It's been a while. I can tell you lost my phone number. It's cool.
I know. I'm terrible at losing numbers, dude. Like, if I don't put it on the phone, I just lose it. And then I'm like, oh, I tell you, nowadays with the whole new technology cell phone thing, I haven't remembered a number since 2005. Like, I barely know my house number, okay? People will ask me for my number. I'm like, let me look in my phone to give you my number. If I ever went to jail, I'd be so in trouble for it. I wouldn't have nobody calling
yourself.
Like, I don't know. Yeah, I still have to look up my number for that, man. So how you been doing?
Hey, self, can you come bail me out? Hey, self. I've been doing all right, largely. On the look for a house, so doing a little bit of house hunting. So we got pre-approved the other day, so it's pretty fun going out and looking at some of these houses. Thank you.
Yeah.
So it's been fun though. How have things been at Casa de Icy?
Oh, it's lovely. I tell you, I've been working and working and working, and finally it's paying off. Instead of working three jobs, I'm going to be down to one, and it'll pay all the bills. So I'm not complaining, and I get to be around
that
people all day. So I'm actually really excited about it. But speaking of other news, I'm sure our listeners will love to hear this. I'm going to get right down to business. Tonight's show is going to be on 90s television. And the way we do our show, you know, so the listeners will know, we always talk about popular mainstreaming online topics. So this section of the show is going to be really awesome. It's all, if you were born from 1984 to 19, and you were about 10 years old in the 1990s, you will know all of these shows. And your parents and your grandparents, you know. The top three major shows that I grew up watching, and I'm sure you grew up watching, they're all just about having a comeback. So are you ready for this? Do you have a drum roll ready?
Hold on. I don't think we have a drum roll on the thing, but hold on.
And on Netflix, on April 2nd, is the Scoop State. We all grew up with the show. We all love these kids. It was like the number one show in evening television of the 90s. The Tanners are coming back.
The Tanners?
And if you don't know who the Tanners are,
say
they
it's not
are
so.
Actually the family of Full House. Have you ever watched the show growing up, Full House,
oh,
with Mary-Kate?
Full House is awesome, man.
And
Bob
Saget.
Yeah, exactly. And then that hot chick and that other hot chick.
This show is making a comeback. The Scoop date is supposed to be April 2nd. And basically the whole cast is reuniting and making a whole new Full House where everyone's grown up and older. So, like, the actresses and actors that are going to be in this, it's going to be Candace Cameron Bure, Jodie Sweetin, Andre Barber. John Stamos is actually the producer, and he's also going to be guest starring as Uncle Jesse. So, and also, there's been discussions and hot topics of guest appearances from Bob Saget, Mary-Kate, and Ashley Olsen, Dave Collier, and Lori happened. So, I mean, this is, like, pretty much, like, the mecca of, like, 90s child. Like, in my eyes, they were, like, you know, the most coolest family ever growing up. No one ever knew what happened to the mom, but it doesn't matter. Like, you had Uncle Jesse and Uncle Dave all in there, and they were just so awesome. So what are your thoughts, Gary?
I like it. You know, it's, you know, Netflix has been doing a lot of good things lately, to be honest with you. You know, like the Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Right? I
House
love
the Cards, Orange is the New Black. And then my favorite, the one I had to binge watch over the course of like 4 days, but Daredevil, uh-huh. Man, Daredevil is just awesome. So
it keeps on popping up on my recommended list. I'm going to get there. I'm going to watch it. Like, I love the graphics that they actually show in that show. I think it would be awesome.
It's a good show. It's pretty true to life. Like, what I really like about it, too, like, getting a little bit nerdy for a second, is they really have a good feel of, like, you know, like, there's not a whole lot of superhero stuff going on. Like, it's acknowledged that the attack on New York from the Avengers happened, mm-hmm. and they mention it a couple of times. They talk about Captain America and Thor, but the show is, like, largely dark because superhero, I mean, like, Daredevil doesn't have, he's got, like, heightened senses and, you know, sorry about that. It's late. he's got, like, heightened senses and echolocation, but, I mean, other than that, I mean, he doesn't have superhuman strength or anything like that, and there's really not a lot of superhuman stuff in there, so much so that, like, people on my news feed who don't even like superhero stuff, they're like clamoring about Daredevil because, you know, they keep the superhero stuff to a minimum and all that, but, I mean, he's a good show. It's pretty good.
Now, I remember watching the Daredevil movie that came out. I believe Ben Affleck starred in it. And what was that actress? Jennifer Gardner, I think. Maybe.
Yeah, Jennifer Gardner
and
was elected.
Back in 2004, 2003, 2002 time. And, like, it was good, like, the actual picture and the photography. But, like, the whole story, it was okay. But, you know, it was good. It was a good, decent B-rated blockbuster movie put out by the guys from and the producers from Clerks and all of them. And, you know, that whole particular genre. I think that's the producers that had done that. You could tell by, you know, the actors and actresses that played in it. But I haven't actually seen the Netflix original series, but I'm really excited to watch it. I think I may actually watch it this evening, you know, just to get caught up on it.
Yeah, it's really good. Like, all 13 episodes are out, so. Yeah.
And another one that I'm really excited about, season 3 of Orange is the New Black, comes out in June, I believe June 2nd or June 6th, one of those 2 days. And,
this
sneak peek trailer, and it looks so good. Like, all the original cast is back in it, except, what's the guy from American Pie? What's his name? Come on, American Pie.
Jason Biggs?
Yeah, he's not in it this season. But, like, everyone else is. It's just like, oh, my gosh, you know. I'm in love with Crazy Eyes. I absolutely love the Black character and Red. Those are my two ultimate. They make the whole show. I mean, hands down, they make that show so awesome. Have you actually seen it, Gary?
I have not. I will not be partaking in the Orange is the New Black. It's not one of those things that. It's not one of those things that speaks to me. Frankly, I don't watch really anything. I read, like, the review. I'm kind of interested in the House of Cards, but kind of not.
Yeah.
So I just, you know, I read a lot about it.
Yeah. I honestly surf the internet. I read. I check out everything going on in Netflix and all that. So, I mean, I'm kind of like, I have my hand, touchy feelers everywhere.
to be honest. But yeah, like once you actually start watching the show, you can't put it down. It's like, oh my gosh. Yeah, but
yeah,
I mean,
I'll be watching it a lot more because they're coming out with Luke Cage and Iron Fist series from Marvel as well.
Ooh.
So that's going to be pretty interesting.
Yeah, you're like a huge
especially if they
Marvel
do it the way Daredevil.
Fan.
Yeah, Marvel,
yeah.
DC, pretty much comic books. So, you know, next Thursday I actually won't be doing my show because I'm going to be at the premiere of Age of Ultron. So that'll be not the world premiere, but the city premiere of Age of Ultron. So I'll be at that.
Yeah,
so that'll
be
pretty fun. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Like, I remember growing up, I never really sat down and read comic books, I guess because I'm a chick, you know. But, like, the few that I did get my hands on, I fell in love with. I love Spider-Man. Like, the original comic books that are, like, really hard to find back from, like, the 70s or 60s.
Mm-hmm.
I actually have a couple of those. And, like, I love them. Absolutely love them. They're really hard to find.
Awesome.
Yeah, like that's my favorite one, hands down, Spider-Man. I'm a Spider-Man fan. But, I mean, come on, I'm a Parker. What do you expect? moving on to our next topic of going back to 90s television series. Now, everyone that watches Big Bang Theory, you're going to be familiar. And what are the two characters that play in Big Bang Theory? The guy with the curly hair, and then
Leonard
guest
Sheldon,
stars.
Man.
Huh?
Leonard and Sheldon are the two main characters.
Yeah, I think it was Sheldon. He actually, and then Sarah Gilbert, she actually plays. She's guest starred in a few episodes. Well,
are you talking Roseanne?
Yeah,
Johnny Galecki starred with Sarah Gilbert.
Everyone from Big Bang Theory will know them from Big Bang Theory, but originally they starred in Roseanne as teenagers playing those two characters together. Well, this is actually kind of funny. Now, if you know everyone in America knows the loud talking Roseanne and what she's done over the years. Like, she's 63 and she's still very, what's the word I'm looking for, Gary? Help me out with this word.
Obnoxious.
Very forceful, mountain of a woman.
I was going to go with obnoxious.
Yeah, and a narcissist, absolutely. But everyone knows her from those shows and raising all those kids. And, you know, this is what's funny, what cracked me up. I saw this tonight and I was like, wow, she never surprises me. She is 63. A few years ago, back in 2012, she did a documentary and she tried to run for the presidential election for the Green Party. Well, now, in 2005, she's losing her eyesight, and now she's smoking weed. Like the woman could do just about anything, and it wouldn't surprise me one bit. What are your thoughts on it?
You know, I'm not the biggest Roseanne fan because of the whole national anthem, to debacle, and I'm just, you know, I didn't think her show was that good. I thought that John Goodman, I always thought was the best part of that show. But it was,
yeah,
you know,
I agree.
It was, you know, her national anthem rendition was just absolutely terrible, and it was just it's one of those things. It's enough to turn you off to some people. I know she has her fans, and I don't, you know, her people like whoever they do, but. You know, to me, she didn't seem to care about the whole national anthem thing and just kind of made a mockery of it. So I stopped paying attention to Roseanne a while ago.
Yeah, I'm not, like, particularly a fan of hers, but, you know, it kind of goes into the whole Full House, Roseanne, that whole theme that we're going with tonight. So I was like, yeah, I'll bring her up, you know, Roseanne smoking weed, you know, whatever, you know, small tidbit just to pass some time. But, you know, it's Roseanne, you know, she's still Roseanne. She's 63. She's doing what she's going to do. And, you know, go for it. You know, that's the way I look at it. And here, you know, I'm not the biggest fan of hers. I never really did care for the show, but, you know, growing up, not really watching it, but always hearing it, I always remember Roseanne with that right there on the credits, right before the show actually played, that stupid harmonica. Because of that show, automatically I hear harmonica and I think of her show. I don't know why. Are you like that too? Like you hear something and you think back to, oh my God, I hate that show, or oh my God, I don't like that person, or, you know, bad childhood memories over here. Every time I hear harmonica, I think of Roseanne laughing. All right, so I'm done mocking Roseanne for the evening, you know. So another huge thing to keep on going down the line. What do you think about this? In November of 2005, the first ever computer animated movie put out by Pixar and DreamWorks, they're actually pulled together Charles Schnopps, which is the creator of the all-time famous from 1960s all the way till now, a huge conglomerate, the Peanuts, a movie.
Oh,
there is a Peanut movie coming out in November, dude. I am super stoked. Like, I am a huge Peanuts fan.
Is it that soon, November, really?
November
That's awesome.
2015.
That's awesome.
Yes, like, if you haven't seen the trailer, get on YouTube, Google the Peanuts movie, and the trailer is just adorable. I love Snoopy flying his doghouse through all the battlefield of, you know, of life, and yeah, it's an amazing trailer. It's just so awesome. Yeah, so you have, like, to all of our listeners out there, if you're a Peanuts fan, get on their Facebook and Twitter feed, like them, and then all the updates and all the newest trailers for the movie comes out. I think it's going to be amazing. And so, yeah, the super huge Peanuts fan. Like, that's one thing that we grew up watching every Christmas, every Thanksgiving, every Halloween, is the Peanuts and reading the comic strips.
Yeah, it was, I mean, you know, you talk about, you know, something kids in America know these days that really hasn't been on television in years, and it's Peanuts. And I think, you know, like, up until the new Transformers series started, it was kind of like that with Transformers and G.I. Joe, you know, like you had whisperings and, like, parents would tell their kids about these. I'm not comparing the two to those programs, but there is, you know, there's a parallel there because they've done all three have done a great job of branding throughout time, and you know, like, you know, they're still around, they're still relevant, people still talk about them, and you know, you don't see that, you don't see people talking about Jim or you know, the old show Jim or the old shows, you really don't hear much about Roseanne anymore or anything like that. You know, they don't really do a good job of branding these things, but they've done a great job with branding Peanuts and Transformers
right.
and things like that. You know, people know what they are.
And another old show that I've been actually getting into on Netflix, which is actually like a really old classic, and I never thought I would like it until I actually watched it. I was like, oh my gosh, this is a great show. MASH. And I tell you what, it is super funny. Like, some of the people that are in there is Oh, gosh, I don't even know half of their names. I'm so terrible with names. And it's really funny. Like, it's back from 1972. And it's basically a CO is a wave and his Hawkeye pin. And, like, there's swamps in Korea, and they're, like, trying to, like, you know, go through the whole Korean War. And I tell you what, it's a great classic TV show. Like, if you can get into the classics, hands down, cahoots to you. I love the classics. And Alfred Hitchcock Poots. Oh, my gosh. Huh?
Oh, and there's MASH. MASH is a classic, man. Like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-
I was into was the Munsters and let's see, Mickey and the Beanstalk. That's actually considered a classic now. An Emergency and gosh, Hawaii 5-0. Like, I remember.
Have you seen the new Hawaii 5-0?
Huh?
Have you seen the new Hawaii 5-0?
No, I haven't. I've been watching and working on the classics first before I actually watched the new one. I know.
The new Hawaii 5-0 is awesome. It's a great show. Oh, yeah. It's been going on for like 5 years now. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
There's an actor in there who's the son of James Caan, who was in The Godfather. James Caan was. And Scott Caan is his son. And he was in American Outlaws. His biggest works have been American Outlaws, which was a movie about Jesse James and the James Gang. Mm-hmm. And the new Hawaii 5-0. He's a really good actor.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll have to check that out for sure. Like, honestly, I haven't seen the new Hawaii 5-0. I like the old one so far a lot. But, you know, I constantly switch up shows. I don't watch them, like, complete Netflix binge watch them, you know, because I don't have that kind of time, obviously.
The really fun thing about the new Hawaii 5-0 is the Kono from the old series. Kono from the old series is a large man, and Kono from the new series is this really hot chick by the name of Grace Park. She is just absolutely adorable. Like, I want to take her home.
Right.
You know, she's cute.
Right.
So,
right.
You know,
she's cute. You just want to put her in your pocket and bring her home.
Exactly.
For dessert.
Yeah. Like,
right.
And you can't really do anything, because if you drop her, you're going to break her, because she's like, she's like 115 pounds.
Yeah. So she's like one of those a pocket people.
Yeah, exactly. Polly Pocket. You remember those?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I have the whole village of Polly Pocket, dude.
Yeah, she's like a Polly Pocket, man. You just want to you wanna put her in your pocket.
Yeah, those are cute ones. Yeah, those are hard to find nowadays. Trust me, if you ever find Polly Pocket, let me know. I'll put it in my pocket. I'll steal it out of your pocket, put it in my pocket, and bring it to my village.
Now I'm sorry, you can't talk about 90s television shows and not bring up one of the second in the 30-year history of the Transformers, the second best series of all time happened in the 90s, and that was 1996's Beast Wars. I mean, it was one of the greatest. It won a couple of daytime Emmys, actually. It was fan-freaking-tastic for storyline and storyboarding and stuff like that. I mean, it was a great, great show. And starting, I'm going to talk a little bit more about this on the lounge on Thursday, but starting in 2017, the Transformers, the fifth Transformers is going to introduce the cinematic universe for Transformers, and Beast Wars is going to be a part of that. And it's really kind of cool to see, because not a whole lot of things that have latched on, like Transformers series, have come and gone. But Beast Wars is still widely regarded to. There's a couple of spinoff series of Beast Wars and things like that. So it was a very popular show, and it still has quite a bit of steam, even though Beast Wars is no longer on television or whatever. But Beast Wars changed the way that people thought about the Transformers canon, and I thought it was, you know, you can't talk about good 90s shows and not talking about Beast Wars.
Right. Now, Thundercats, that's considered an 80s show, correct?
I think so, yeah.
I think so too. I would love to see a possible remake action packed movie of Thundercats. I'm just throwing that out there. I think that is
Thundercats,
really so cool.
Yeah, they've been talking about that. They've been trying to get that and Voltron out on television forever now. I mean, you can't.
Yeah, I know, and never seen it yet. So maybe one day. But hey, I know within the next. I'm sure our viewers, they're dying to know. We're from Louisville, Kentucky, home of the Kentucky Derby. And since you guys run the Triple Threat Talk Radio and all those headlining shows, give us an update. When is the Kentucky Derby and where is it? And exactly where is the locations you guys are going to be at so our listeners can, you know, meet up with all of us and get to meet us and, you know, possibly do a meet and greet kind of thing. So
Hold on. I want to take a time out real quick to address the fact that you're from Louisville, Kentucky, and you don't know when the Kentucky Derby is.
I know when it is, but we could have some outside viewers that don't know.
The Kentucky Derby is the first Saturday in May, and actually we'll be at the Unbridled Eve party on Friday, the Friday May 1st. So this year the Kentucky Derby is May 2nd. It's the first Saturday in May. And we will actually be, Jimmy and I will be covering the red carpet at the Unbridled Eve Gala like we do so many years, the last 2 years. So we'll have a lot of celebrity sound, and we're working on something to where we can maybe broadcast live from a satellite location pretty close to the action so we can get immediate reaction to a lot of the celebrity sound that we're going to see. So there's going to be a lot of fun stuff coming up as far as regarding the Derby. And then next week, there is Triple Threat Talk tomorrow, and then next week we'll have Triple Threat Talk and we'll kind of break down our Derby picks. And if you've been listening to the show between Jimmy and I the last 5 years, ever since this whole journey has started, we have picked the Derby winner every year, so it's definitely a show you don't want to miss.
Absolutely. Yeah. So you guys will be there and out live talking with, you know, celebrities and guests. And, you know, I've never went to Derby or anything, tell you the truth. I normally work that type of event, but the few times that I've been out and about, it is so awesome and so much fun. Kentucky, Louisville, we go all out. Best dress, best drinks, best, you know, just fun. You know, if you're not from around the area, if the Queen of England comes to see us for Derby, you know it's the best, right?
Oh, yeah. She's got horses here. She's got horses in Versailles.
Yeah, she does, actually. That's what I've heard. A friend of mine, she rides, and she races. She actually jockey trains several horses.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, she, Queen Elizabeth, she comes a lot more than what the media says. They just don't want the media to start. She comes two or three times a year to check on her horses.
Right, and not only that, but Prince Charles was just recently here in Louisville, like 3 weeks ago, believe it or not, working with the Louisville Police Department. So, I mean, we got the Brits on our side.
we got royal family for days, Icy. Royal family for days.
Yep, we do. Well, it is now 11:30.
Yeah,
so the
it
show
is. Actually,
is
the music was about ready to play. There it is right there.
Well, you have a good night. You guys have a wonderful evening. I hope you all enjoyed the show.
Night, everybody.
Bye.